This is WGR Buffalo, first with news in Western New York.
GR Radio proudly presents Shane Brothers Shane and Rock and Roll.
Feliciano, light my fire. Hello there, you big, beautiful town. How are you? Nice to see you tonight. Hey, between 6:30 and 7:30, yours truly, Big Bull Roll, with the password you need to know for a Mr. Stanley Donut Cup. No, Mr. What a way to start out, huh? Mr. Donut Stanley Cup and another pair of Saber playoff tickets to the New York Islanders. Come on, you got to be kidding me. All right, I'll tell you right now. This is it. Shane predicted the Buffalo Sabres to semifinals. Mike Jankowski of the morning newspaper predicted the New York Islanders to go all the way. I told Sam Anser today, Sam and I were talking about it. I said, Sam, I said, you know, it's down to me and Jankowski. He says, yeah. I remember when I was talking about him, how I predicted the Islanders to win it. I said, yeah. He said, well, Sam was talking to him. You see, and Mike Jankowski was really nice, super guy. And he gave Anson this, this hockey puck here. This one right here. And it says, to my friend Boro, thanks for the plug. Good luck, Mike Jankowski, you see. Now, I've got it, and I have kept it right in front of me ever since I got it from this guy. Well, now it's down to Boro and Jankowski. And I just want all the friends out there of Michael Jankowski of the morning newspaper to know that I'm still with the Buffalo Sabres, okay? And he's with the New York Islanders. Now, if by some unseen, unforgivable, and unspoken act, the Islanders happen to beat the Sabres in the series, I told Sam Anser today, I said, I promise, Sam, the next time you talk to Jankowski, you tell him he's got my promise. With all the power at my command, I'm going to make him the most hated man in Western New York. Anyway, it's down to the New York Islanders, everybody. Game one, semifinals, tomorrow night with the Saber Fever on GR.
You have until the close of business Wednesday.
Williamsville.
Call for reservations. 631-8933.
Hey, you got the groovy good guys? Wait till you hear the groovy good part we want you to play in
Grease 3.
Grease 3, this coming weekend from GR55. And it is gonna be a blast. Especially for those of you that got those old cars, the groove cars. The ones that move and look so pretty doing so.
You came by.
Well, I got out of here and he closed the door. I just had Sam Anson here. I was going to ask him. Well, you people can hear this. Okay, hold on. All right, we'll do this. Hold on. Hey, Sam! Hey, Anson! Anson, did you say the Sabres are going to beat the Islanders? Hey! Oh, see, he knows the microphone's on now. He doesn't... Oh, there he is.
Yeah, no. Oh, wow, there he is. Okay.
Hey, Anson.
Hey, Sammy Guy.
That's Mr. Anson.
That's Big Red.
Mr. Shane.
The turkey of the year. Okay, here we go.
Now, what's the question?
The question is...
Highly coveted.
The highly coveted question. Okay, we're going to come out of the closet now on this one. You know, Mike Jankowski said the New York Islanders were going to win the Stanley Cup.
Said that way before the playoffs even began.
I'll give you that. Very good. Good thing you brought that up. Before the playoffs began, he said, here's your dark horse. These people, I think, are going to win. Now, wait a minute. Somebody stole my puck. Hold on now, Sam. I got to have my puck in my hand. You stole my puck, you son of a gun. Sam, you took my puck. What am I going to do?
What do I need with another puck?
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay, I got it. I got my puck in my hand. Now, so I said he was crazy a few times, and then you saw him, and Michael gave you this puck, which I have kept as a good luck symbol. Now, I had a feeling that it was going to be the Islanders and the Sabres in the finals. That's what I thought was going to happen. Not true.
You had a lot of company thinking that.
Yes. So now it comes down to the Islanders and the Sabres in the semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm sure that Mike Jankowski still has not changed. I mean, he must have had very, very good reason, at least in his own mind, for predicting the Islanders to win the Cup. So here we are, a step ahead of the game, but still semifinals, Islanders and Buffalo. Do you agree with Mike Jankowski? Seriously, I'm not meaning to put you on the spot. And Sam told me, he said, you know, it's a funny thing. You come up with something really good that people just don't want to hear if it's against the home team. But Jankowski really has looked very intelligent so far.
So far.
Yeah.
So far.
All right, so the Islanders and the Sabres. Now, I want to ask you, Sam, you've been following these guys all the way through. Your honest opinion. Are we supposed to be frightened?
No, no, not frightened. Sabres have not been intimidated all year long.
No, I mean
except
the
maybe
people.
Once or twice.
No, I'm not sorry about that.
I mean, should Sabre fans be frightened of the New York Islanders?
Right, yeah.
No.
Well, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because, you know, the Islanders have been our... They've been busting us pretty good in these playoffs the last 4 years, you know. It seems like the Islanders are... I know about Pittsburgh and blah, 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 but it seems like most of the time since we went to the finals, every time we're knocked off, it's the Islanders who have done it. That's what it seems
mm-hmm.
like.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to do it this year?
The Islanders, no, I don't... No, no. Buffalo in six, perhaps seven. Sabres will win this series.
Sabres will win the series. That's Sabres. An unequivocal statement from you, right? Sabres will win it.
Sabres will defeat the Islanders in the semifinals. How about that?
Well, that's good, you know, because I was very worried about it. I could get on the air and say it.
I had the Canadians over the North Stars, too.
Not me.
No?
I won $5. I really did. They should never have left McAdam there the way they did last night. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
McAdam skating in there like that. Looked like Danny Gare.
Canadians made a lot of mistakes.
Yes, they did.
They made more mistakes the last two games of that series than I think they make in a season.
Well, let us also remember that with five mainstays from a club, that's an awful lot of power to lose in a series. But you're saying that the Islanders will bow out to the Buffalo Sabres in six or seven.
Yeah.
Now, if you're saying six or seven, you're probably worried about the long layoff. The Islanders may take one of the two here at home.
Not that. The Islanders have been laid off nearly as long as the Sabres. Remember, they, if I'm not mistaken, they knocked off the Boston Bruins in their series
mm-hmm.
a day after the Sabres knocked off the Blackhawks.
That's true. That's true.
So they've been sitting around for the better part of a week, for more than a week, between games.
Well, if I say it on the radio, it just doesn't have that weight. You know, it doesn't have that that credibility, that believability, that instant acceptance
mm-hmm.
that it has, you know, when Sam Hansen says, we're going to win it in six,
it's probably,
we're going to win it in seven.
It's probably your track record.
You had to bring that up, didn't you, guy? You had to bring that up. I got to tell you the truth, folks. He's got more of my money than the IRS.
They're at the post, and Chuck Burr's on the 15 and 5:30. Brought to you by Miller Beer and Gore Distributing
Company.
They
asked me to promise and never to admit that I bet. Another winner in Main Place Mall. Salute to the working girl is Patty Shefferly. Patty wins an English tea set from O'Toole's, lunch for two at the Forum Lounge, and a corsage from Gets Floral, and that's nice.
Deep in space, a brilliant star casts rays of...
G.R. Freaky Toys.
It's Basic Music Monday at G.R. 55.
Grease 3.
This weekend. All right, gonna be something. Stand by, everybody, between 6:30 and 7:30 tonight, at least a few times. I'll have the password that you must need for a Mr. Donnelly Stanley Cup and another pair of Sabre playoff tickets to be given away with Uncle Larry or Stan the Man in the morning, okay? That's between 6:30 and 7:30 tonight, various times throughout that hour's period of time. I'll be giving you the password. Ooh, that's the password, as Rick Jenneret says. That will be, and it is...
Dad, my skin is all itchy.
Your softness again.
Billy and Sarita, with you I'm born again. This is Bette Midler. Oh man, that is such a beautiful composition, it really is. The lyric on that is beautiful, super nice. The rules. Pausing briefly for station identification. This is the original Shane Show with love and a lot of rock and roll following the dinner hour show on WGR Buffalo. Here's Supply Lost in Love, 6:30. Thanks for joining us.
Here's Supply Lost in Love. That's a song for Linda.
She's in the hospital out at Millard Suburban. Pretty thing, pretty thing. 6:34 at GR 55. Yours truly, Shane. Back in a moment. And hey, kids, we'll move right along.
There's a change in the air. GR 55.
All right, between 9:30 and 10:30 tomorrow morning, GR 55 will have a Mr. Donut Stanley Cup and yet another pair of Sabres semi-final playoff tickets. The password you have to know in order to win those tickets is, dig this, offsides. You got it? Offsides. Between 9:30 and 10:30 tomorrow morning, GR55, with another pair of Sabre playoff tickets for you to win. And the password you gotta know is offsides. Get it? Got it? Good. Okay, kids. And parents, too.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
It could become a habit. Moving right along. Moving right along.
Edson's company is moving right along. Ladies and gentlemen, 67 solid gold. Stevie Wonder, uptight, out of sight. Rocking Stevie Wonder. All right, uptight, and out of sight. Yes. You got to get it on the beat. You got to get it on the beat. 6:43, GR55. Yours truly, Shane, moving and grooving on your marvelous Monday night, man, the dinner hour show. Of course, the qualifying question has already been given by Frank Benny. If you've got the answer next hour, not now, next hour, we'll play the Spirit of America. If I don't get a winner, I'll play it again. I really will. No doubt in my mind. Elton John, new song, Little Junior. Well, I have written my prediction out for the Buffalo Sabres, New York Islanders. I can't tell you exactly what it is. Well, yes, I can. Sabres in six. Okay? Sabres in six games. Boy, am I tight about this one, though. Islanders? Come on. Don't I have bad memories of those guys?
You got so much love.
Buffalo's notorious bad boy. Boro, lay it on the glad rap. The glad rap, if you will. Flipping it through the zipposphere, the hiposphere, the diposphere, and the gonosphere. Going way on out there tonight on your Monday night and going to play some music for you, too. No doubt about it. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock, everybody, in the wild and wonderful world of Western New York weather, officially yours, cloudy, periods of rain tonight, drizzle, fog, too, and it may continue through tomorrow. Rain may be heavy at times, low tonight 40 to 45, high tomorrow 50, cloudy, periods of rain or drizzle again, likely tomorrow night, and Wednesday also, low Tuesday night 40 to 45, high Wednesday again in the 50s. At 6:30, 49 degrees. I'll check the temperature again. Shouldn't have moved too much. 49 at the moment downtown at GR55. In a moment, by the request of the Supreme.
Jack was alone in the house that night.
Shannon Blumer from the winery of Ernest and Julio Gallo, Modesto, California.
GR55. 7 o'clock at WGR, Buffalo, New York. All right, info coming, guys.
He's gonna get it up when the sun goes down. He's gonna get down when the moon comes up.
Who is that faceless phantom?
Shane, brother Shane.
That's the guy.
Yeah, Cosmo Rock on GR55.
Crazy, fun-loving fool that he is. Okay, now listen. Grease 3 is this coming weekend, everybody. It's gonna be a blast. Now, if you've got cars that you're proud of, you know, I'm talking about an old car, not an old car that you brought down off the hill with rust holes all over it simply because it's old. You know what I mean? If you got an old car that you're proud of, let's see, what do we got in here? We got a 54 Pontiac, Model A Ford Rod, 63 Lincoln Convertible, 64 Ford F-100, oh, man, 58 Olds four-door, 55 Crown Victoria, 55 Chevy, 52 MGTD. Boy, that's rare. 53 Mercury Wagon? All right, man. Here's some of the guys that already entered with Larry today. Now, here's what we're going to do. This coming weekend on
Grease 3,
we're going to be having various meeting points around Western New York for you to bring your groovy good cars, okay? We'll be having hot dogs, we'll be having movie passes, we'll be having miniature golf passes, and of course, we're all going to be meeting Sunday evening at a place called the Rollerworks out in the Eastern Hills Mall, all right? So for the next 20, I will not play Spirit of America until after 7:30, so don't call in for that. But I will keep my phone lines open for the next half hour, and during the records, I'll be on the phone for those of you guys that, and girls that would like to call up and register to be part of Grease 3 Weekend with us. Okay? All I want is your name, your number, what kind of car you will be bringing. Also, tell me how many tickets you will need, you see, because Sunday evening, when we get done looking at the cars, now, what you got to do is have a GR55 sign in your car, on your car. The whole car could be GR, it could be on the mirror, anywhere you want to be. You've got to have it on the car, all right? Now then, Sunday when we all meet out at the Roller Works, the best display of GR55 is going to win a $500 United States savings bond. So that's really super, man. It'd be really great for your car club. Or, secondly, just for yourself and your friends, tell me when you register now for the next half hour for the big ride, how many tickets you want, and we'll get you free skating tickets from 5 till 8 that evening. So it's going to be a blast all the way around. You can't do anything but win. Should be a lot of fun, okay? Now, that is 644-9885. And as I say, if the rest of you would kindly hold off your contest calls and request calls for a half an hour, it would allow me some time to register some of these people. And you want that done because we're going to have areas all over Western New York. You'll be seeing these cars rolling by, and it is going to be special. It really is going to be special.
It's going to be a magical mystery, too. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on the caboose at the end of this. It's going to be just too hard. Wouldn't you know it, the first guy I'd register for Sunday's Groovy Good Car Parade and Skate is Bob Edwards, who owns a 1958 Pontiac, and mine won't even be ready. I should have known it. I should have known it all along, man. I just can't.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
It is Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, 708 GR55.
Jane Rizzo called in and registered a 1927 Essex for Sunday. Your groovy good car run.
A 1927 Essex? I haven't even seen a picture of a 1927 Essex in 25 years, man. It's amazing.
Photo Glow. We were meant to be lovers. GR, we are the music.
Night was full of dancers.
Throw that without looking what you're throwing it at. Don't throw that, man. I told you not to throw that.
I hate to be, and I told you so. Quarter after 7, 7:15.